I can't help it. I play this song whenever there's something going on basketball, and there is something going on basketball, and Jessa Campbell, who was with us a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whenever you're here.
Monday.
Yeah, was that what it was?
Yeah.
My brain, I'm just telling you right now. Okay, go have a root canal.
I don't know. I won't.
Yeah, see, and then, and the reason that I have her in and we're playing that is because you can't tell it because we're on the radio, but Jessa is 6 foot six and she plays center for two college teams. And she this is pretty exciting, though, because you are here because you're the marketing and the communication manager for Visit Fort Wayne. There's something very cool that has been here before, wasn't here because of COVID,
yes,
and now is going to return, and it's the Division III Basketball Championship.
Yeah, we're so excited. The tourney is returning, we're saying.
Isn't that cool?
It's so exciting to have the Men's Basketball Championship back in Fort Wayne. Again, it's March 18th and 19th next year, and we're gearing up for it.
Yeah, and here's part of the reason we're talking about this now, guys, and I realize we may not know a lot of the players on a lot of Division III teams.
Of course.
But when a team is going for a championship, it is still a blast to watch.
Fans are excited. Yep. Their players are excited. It's just a great atmosphere out there.
Well, and in fact, Mike Schauer, who's the NCAA committee chair, said as a participating team in the 2019 championship, the last time they were here, the experience of walking into the arena and having fans not only from the participating schools, but from the community in the stands, it was an amazing feeling. And we have a chance to do that again. As you said, they're going to be here March. But now, the reason I want you in here talking now, tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Exactly. And we've got a great deal. So we have a one-day deal. So if you buy tickets tomorrow, and again, it's for an all-session ticket, and that's four games worth.
Okay, so you got the semifinals.
Semifinals, and then we have a great all-star team come in from all the Division III schools. So,
okay, so somebody has picked the best of the best, and they'll play. That'd be fun.
That'll be a great game. Yeah. So you get four games worth. You can get four tickets to four games for $80.
Wow.
What a deal. And that's only for tomorrow, of course, when our tickets go on sale.
And that's at the beautiful Allen County War Memorial Coliseum.
Exactly.
Which is a tremendous venue, by the way.
What could be better? I mean, that experience, we hear it from the student athletes walking into that arena. It's just a great experience for them. But even for us to be in the stand and celebrating.
Well, and some people might even be saying, okay, it might be fun to watch, but why do I really want to do this? Let me put this bug in your ear. There is still some discussion going around that maybe at some point we might do regional Division I games for men, and if not that right away for women. You do this, and you show the Division III, and you support them with everybody, you know, and you got posters up in restaurants and all that kind of stuff. That registers down there in Indianapolis at NCAA headquarters.
And it means something.
It can make a big difference.
Yeah, it means something. It shows that the community really supports it. And what more do we love than basketball?
Yeah. Now, if we play Sweet Georgia Brown over the speakers at the Coliseum, are you willing to put on a women's basketball uniform? And I'll sit there and I'll announce it from the sidelines. And maybe you could take on like one or two young ladies from the crowd, like at a free throw contest or something.
Oh, take them on. You're asking a lot from me there. I'm not the best basketball player, my family will tell you.
She has this look in her eyes like she's just about to be shot. So, but no, this is terrific. Manchester, which I think, is Manchester serving as the host?
Yes. Manchester's the host committee, along with Allen County War Memorial Coliseum and Visit Fort Wayne. So we have three hosts putting this on.
Awesome.
And we're excited to have it.
Cool. They're thinking that the economic impact of this, of them coming in for 2 days, is going to be over $500,000, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's great for our community. That means more cash in our registers, more cash in our restaurants, and just really kind of keep everything lively for all of us to continue to enjoy.
So we have a chance right now, once again, being part of NCAA basketball history. It's not Duke and North Carolina. I get that. But this is a great opportunity to keep reminding the people down at the NCAA headquarters down in Indianapolis that Fort Wayne is here, that we are not only just the second largest city in the state by size, but we can handle some pretty big opportunities here as well. And we'd like to have them come in. So that's very, very cool.
Yeah, we're excited to have it again and welcome those teams back and celebrate, really.
Yeah, and we will start, and I don't really like to do this, but John does, but he and Brian will start a betting pool on the side.
Oh, nice.
You and I, of course, can have nothing to do with it,
yes,
Jessa.
Hands are not tied to this.
No, I love basketball. I love to watch it. Mm-hmm. So remember, tomorrow, folks, the tickets go on sale. And now we go and we find our tickets where?
You can go and find those at ncaa.com/tickets.
Okay.
Or as well at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum website. There is a ticket fee if you buy them online. But you can go in person to the ticket office at the Memorial Coliseum and get those without a fee.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, to do that, you know, if you come in, you're not paying to park there just during a normal
exactly.
day. And you pull right up to that curb. You walk in.
So convenient.
You're back out in 3 minutes. It's,
right.
It's not difficult. Hey, thanks a ton.
Thank you.
So the Division III men's, it's coming, and they're coming this March 18th and 19th. So get going. Get your tickets. You can start getting your tickets tomorrow. Regular price tickets, $30 for adults, $25 for students, seniors, and military. I qualify for one of those three, not the students, not the military. And remember, that's not a single. That is an all-session ticket. So that ticket will get you to all four games, including the All-Star game.
Right. Exactly. What a great deal.
That's a very cool deal. And will you be out there?
I will be out there. You can see me. Maybe not on the court. Definitely not on the court.
Well, I have yet begun to fight. So there you go.
Podcasts by Federated Media.